Islam is risen up and returned to its old glorious days.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. We are here talking about the esteemed and honorable Sheikh Zakzaki, the Islamic movement of Nigeria, and the Zaria massacre, especially in these days when we are commemorating the massacre in Zaria, Nigeria. So to discuss these topics with me in the studio today is Sheikh Abdul Aziz. Let's go ahead and welcome him and start the program. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show, Sheikh Abdul Aziz.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Sheikh, first of all, thank you so much for coming to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show, for joining us. I know here in the holy city of Qom, the schedule is very busy and there's a lot of studying and a lot of things to do. So we appreciate you taking time out, coming and sitting down and talking with us. Sheikh, one of the things I think is important is, well, these we want to really talk about these three things in today's show. So I think maybe it's appropriate to start with kind of the persona of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, kind of just a little bit about who he is and, you know, what are some of his stances and and where he stands on certain things. Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tayyibin at-tahirin. Yeah, actually talking about the personality of Sheikh Zakzaki.
Right.
In the midst of African and of course Nigerians, he's distinguished.
MashaAllah.
Yeah, seriously, he's distinguished. He is a person who had, from a childhood, started, you know, his schooling, you know, education, so to speak, from his father. You understand? Mm-hmm. So gradually. By the time he was like a teenager,
right.
Yeah, his elder brothers were going to school before he was registered in school. In the school. So at a time, when they came back, what the studies, you understand, when they come to a Mubahasa,
right.
You understand? After all, maybe they got to forget some other things that they have, you know, done. He wasn't with them.
Right.
But to their surprises that when they forgot, believe you me, this is a testimony.
Right.
Sheikh was the one who is to remember, remind them.
Right.
In their
the
studies.
Older brothers.
Yeah, their studies. And he wasn't in the school then.
Right.
He wasn't. So gradually, until he was like registered in the school, then his father takes him, mm-hmm. studying, you know. Then he reaches a stage that he have to, you know, look for a further learning, because maybe his level of understanding, mm-hmm. of knowledge,
right.
has risen.
Right.
Yeah. So after all, gradually he finishes from an alims to an alim. Then he was put in the, he went to a college,
mm-hmm.
finishes, then he went to the university. Just rushed, you know.
Right.
Yeah, the things.
And I believe he studied economics at the university.
Yeah, he studied economic and Islamic science too.
Uh-huh, both of these. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. different. Yeah, he studies economic in the university,
right.
in some level.
Right.
Yeah. After all, at different studies in different places, mm-hmm. you know, and different countries too,
mm-hmm.
that he went. Yeah. So to crown things up is that he started this movement, you
yes.
know, this Islamic movement from school.
The university days.
The university days.
Yes.
Then was tough, you know, and that all those utterances, you couldn't, you know, mention those utterances of, like, for example, justice in the midst of human
mm-hmm.
beings. You could not.
Terms but like justice.
Yeah, justice, yeah. Human rights and stuff like.
Human rights.
Because, you know, the harnessing of human, the properties of people and stuff like, right. By the government, by the so-called, bourgeoisies and stuff like the politicians of then. So he was the one that used to come up and say, no, this is not right. Mm-hmm. It is time for us to understand whom we are in Zambia. We are a human being. We come here, Allah created us for a mission, actually.
Allah created us for a mission.
For a mission, yeah. Right. So the mission is this and that, you understand? Mm-hmm. So we don't just come here to live, haphazardly. So gradually he reaches to a stage that the government has seen him that why and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That why, who is this guy and stuff like.
Who is this guy talking about justice, equality, right, human rights. And stuff like.
So gradually he started gaining ground. Mm-hmm. A lot of people started buying because that is where actually pains people, actually, but they couldn't talk.
Right, so the people had this pain in their heart.
Seriously, that
they couldn't talk about it.
They don't
it.
Know who.
They
whom
can't
should,
express
should,
it.
Yeah, whom should they share this pain with?
And here Sheikh Zakzaki comes and he's speaking in the language of the people.
In the language of the people, what they wanted. He was talking about what they wanted. And one funny thing is that the first his first arrest was what shook people. Mm-hmm. When he was arrested for almost 2 years, because he was arrested for almost 12 times, I think.
Yeah, almost 12 times he
was arrested. Yeah. His first arrest after his release, when he was arrested, so the court looked into his case and find out that, then what did they arrest him for?
Mm-hmm. Meaning there was nothing there
for him to be arrested.
Yeah, because
he's talking about the right that the constitution of the country has stated also.
It's interesting, even this time when the court, because he was imprisoned, I think, for over 2,000 days or something like that, in this recent
arrest, and
his esteemed wife. And at the end, so 2,000 days is a couple of years that he was imprisoned falsely without any formal charge. And at the end, this is the same thing that they said, which they said in the first time that they arrested him.
Of course.
Is we don't know why he was arrested.
Actually.
Allahu Akbar.
And this could surprise you that because of this just move and just, seeking out for right, that made the Christians and a lot of people, inside and abroad, chanting his slogans,
even Christians, even
Sunnis.
It
is given, for example, it's a surprising thing that if he's doing his tafsir, this is something that concerns Muslims.
Right.
Christians used to come and stay there.
Wow. Christians used to come and listen to his tafsir of the Quran.
What connection does Christian got to do with a Muslim's alim talking about his religion? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This could surprise you, of course. Mm-hmm. They used to come and sit because this is a man that knows his time.
Right.
He discusses about the past, present, and of course future challenges of human instinct, development and all. So this is it reaches to a time that actually he has become like a problem for the government.
Sure, he became a problem.
A problem. Which shows to the people that, of course, government isn't sincere.
Mm-hmm. The government is the one who's insincere.
Which made a lot of people troops and stream to his call.
Right.
Getting up to this number that you've seen.
Right.
To what he called, Zakzaki called for an enabling environment. Mm-hmm. You understand? For people, human beings, Muslims. Muslims, be he Muslims, Christians, and stuff like, to understand whom he is on this planet, you understand, and the reason why he is existing, you understand. So coming to that platform, a lot of people started understanding that, do I have right? It's like I have bright. And that is where they got to the stand, they got to this stand to understand that, yeah, they ought to, make use or seek for their right.
Yeah, they need to seek their rights. They need to ask for
calling
their
themselves
rights,
the demand. Yeah, rights. Of course, that I'm human being, then I have the right to exist, without and stuff like
with freedom and, and this is what's interesting. One of the things that I had spoken earlier about Sheikh Zakzaki is this this idea of equality and justice. And so here, one of the things, so he's been arrested 12 times, right? That's a lot of times. The most recent time that he was arrested lasted multiple years. But then he also gave his sons on the path of Islam. His sons are shaheed, they are shuhada, they are martyrs on the path of Islam. I have seen that there is a connection because I read that Sheikh Zakzaki had come to the Islamic Republic just a little bit after the Islamic Revolution. And he came and he saw Imam Khomeini as well.
Of course, so he was given, of course, the Book of Conduct, which is Quran, of course, to make a tabligh, you understand, to the people. This could also surprise you, for example, before the incident that occurred in Zaria massacre.
Right.
He traveled, abroad, Lebanon, and then where he was, there was a speech, you understand, there was two people in the studio. And the first person came from Syria, and the person of Zakzaki himself, who came from Nigeria. So he was given the aspect of political, aspect of human right, so to speak. And the other person was given the religious view of human right. He was talking. So Zakzaki says that when he was asked, he says, when they were given a case study of Palestinians, irrespective of that, the Israelite, subjugations over Palestinians and stuff.
Right.
So he was saying that human being should, ought to be looking onto, some first. He says, we are talking about human being, be you Christians, Muslims, pagan. So talking about human being could tell you or could show you, the right upon which human being needs to exist on this planet. You understand?
Right.
And this is the power that will save human being, of course, in this planet, and the power that could be able to link to you.
Right.
You understand? To whatever benevolence, so to speak, that you so gears for us, in the life. So he says that the most important thing we need is asking for human beings, right?
Yes.
And that is human being in Palestinians,
right.
In Palestine, being oppressed, subjugated, and stuff like. So this is how he based his talk. So this person ought to show you where he was going,
where he was headed.
Is trying to carve a sheep that could save, a human being.
Right.
Today.
So I mean, it's interesting here. So he does talk about Palestine, right? He talks about the rights of the Palestinians to be able to. So, I mean, it's interesting. I think, if we move from Sheikh Zakzaki and kind of towards the Islamic movement of Nigeria, as you said, this was something that he started in the university days. What are some of its stances or what are some of its slogans, for example? Because a lot of people don't know about the Islamic movement of Nigeria.
So, alhamdulillah, a lot of people don't know, but there are a lot of progress which is also showing that people have started knowing in Zande the Islamic movement. You know, like for example, in Nigeria, you could see there's a time where he used to fix a time that a lot of Islamic movement members, for example, mm-hmm. used to go to the hospital, for example. Mm-hmm. It is in the hospital where the blood is needed.
Mm-hmm. And they would go give blood.
They would go give blood.
Members of the Islamic movement of Nigeria would go to hospitals and give blood.
To give blood.
Donate blood.
Donate
yes.
blood, of course. So the other thing is, for example, to organize, you know, a kind of, for example, you know, there are poor proletarians, for example, in the mm-hmm. in different places, mm-hmm. in Zaire, and for them to understand a trend, Islamic trend, mm-hmm. as they organize something. For example, anybody who bears Fatima or mm-hmm. Ali or something of that nature, or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be an organizer. They invite all mm-hmm. in Zaire to that gathering, and then a machine, mm-hmm. you know, a producing machine will be given to the Sunnis, mm-hmm. call and help and, you know, and stuff like production machine to be given or anything that is important right. for them to revitalize, you know, themselves, you understand? So it will be given to them. And another thing is that, for example, this will also, just giving you the scope.
Yeah, yeah, of yeah what, the scope yeah, of yeah. what they do, yes.
So Zeng Zeki calls upon which is Salafis, mm-hmm. he called upon the Sufism, mm-hmm. and of course the Qadiriyya mm-hmm. is a group
so,
of
So he invites or he calls
yeah.
the Sufis and the Qadiriyyas
yeah. in different places, mm-hmm. deputant, you know,
right.
yeah, yeah. He calls them for ittihad.
Mm-hmm. For unity.
For unity, mm-hmm. you understand? That, look, mm-hmm. this Shia that you heard, Sunni, which is a Salafi, Sufist, and mm-hmm. Qadiri, mm-hmm. is a school of thought.
Yes.
This is what he says. He says, it's a school of thought. What we need is to bind ourselves together, our mind. We have a goal. We have a goal that because of that, we were created from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This enmity that it is, you know, coming out from one another from amongst us right. is the cause of the enemy.
Right.
So be mindful of that. So this helps a lot of people mm-hmm. in Zen to
yeah, of course, Zaki. Yeah. I just want to add
yeah,
there
yeah.
that it's the causing disunity
yeah.
only helps the enemy.
Seriously.
And it also has a hand of the enemy here.
Seriously.
Who tries to disunite.
Yeah.
And what I thought was always very very beautiful about yeah, Sheikh yeah. Zakzaki yeah. was the fact that, and even Sayyid Nasrullah, you see this in
yeah,
Lebanon,
yeah,
is these individuals, or Shahid Qasim Soleimani as well, these individuals, they went beyond the borders of just Islam, right?
Yeah.
So they went beyond the borders of Shia. They went and they sat with the Sunnis, like you're just telling us about Sheikh Zakzaki. And then they went outside of the borders of Islam as well. So they sat with the Sunnis, then they sat with the Christians, they sat with the Jews, they sat with the people who the seculars who didn't believe religion and state should be together. And they invited all of these people in this unity, and as you said, in this common goal,
yeah, yeah.
which is the perfection of humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the establishment
yeah,
of justice and happiness and the human rights of every single individual
seriously.
Despite their color.
Seriously. And one thing is that, you know, one the aspect that will bring his mission, you know, out clearly is that if you have this this enabling environment,
yes.
that is what is called Islam.
Right.
If Islam is seen in your perfection, and of course thoughts and your, you know, utterances.
Yes.
You need not to be, you know, called once again and stuff like, you know, that no, come, we need a goal and stuff like, you know, to suffer much, to right. waste much, much time on somebody before he understands. You will start seeing people trooping from unknown places, comes to you because they've seen the reality in you.
Right.
Having, like for example, I will give you an example. One time, Zakzaki, I think it was on the day of Rasulullah, so he, there used to be a gathering, so that gathering was took place, so an alim came from Salafist.
Mm-hmm. From the Salafist?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He came, he visited the gathering, a known alim, he visited the gathering. So after all, then it was Maghrib time. So they stood up, you know, went for wudu, came for the salat. So when the salat was taking place, the Salafis used to, you know, do you know?
Yeah, they closed their hands.
So he closed his hand, and he saw the mm-hmm. most of
the Shia brothers, Shia, yeah.
you know,
with their hands down.
Put their hand down. And of course, there's turba. And he's not using the turba himself.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
and he was like being respected, you know, in the next.
Nobody said anything to him.
In fact, he was respected after all, you know, leading and stuff. So at the first, when the Maghrib was finished, when it was the time of Isha, so he went and took a turba for himself, mm-hmm. you know, and then released his hand, and from then he becomes Shia.
Subhanallah.
So
that's so amazing.
That is just so. Somebody also was telling Zakzaki that, look, I so much like the way you call people, the way a manner that you call people is like the way Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calls. You talk about Ittihad, which is unity, and of course you call the Salafis, you call the Christians clean.
Yeah.
Then how does the Prophet does? Almost the same thing. I could see where the Salafis, you know, hate this person because he's a Shia, you know, hate the Qadiriyya.
Yeah.
And of course the Sufis, you know, they hate them. They, you know, was like mm-hmm. and stuff like. But you called the both of them and stuff
yeah,
like to have an enabling environment. Having an enabling environment will make the Muslims strong and stronger. Yeah. Having been stronger will make them have the power
right.
of looking towards human, you know, problems. And leadership.
Ahsant.
Did you get it? This is
yeah, no, glory. It was very beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
So the unity leads to the strength and
yes,
power, and then the power, of
yeah.
course, leads to the leadership
yeah.
of not just the country,
yes,
but
course.
The leadership of the world
yeah.
eventually.
Sheikh,
I just kind of wanted to talk about one last thing very quickly.
Yeah.
So with all of this in mind, you know, we learned about the persona, the personality of Sheikh
yeah.
Zakzaki, his call for justice, his
yeah.
call for equality, his
yeah.
call for the human rights of every individual
yeah.
despite their religion or their color,
yeah.
right? And so again, and then we saw that, or as you said, that he invited the people in the manner that, in the sunnah and the seerah, of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his household. This is how he invited people, and he's bringing unity amongst the people,
yeah.
whether it's
yeah.
Sunnis or Shias or even Christians or non-Muslims.
Yeah.
Here, I want to lead towards this last aspect is, when you see all of this progress being done by an individual,
yeah.
such as Sheikh Zakzaki,
yeah.
and you see all this good and righteousness which is being done by somebody like Sheikh Zakzaki,
yeah.
you know, then why is it that you find something like the massacre of Zaria happening, where you know so many people are martyred, defenseless. They didn't have any weapons, right? And an individual is thrown in prison 12 different times. From when they were young to when their beard has turned white, they're still throwing them. I mean, why? What is their... What,
the philosophy.
I don't see why you would throw this individual in jail. You know?
It's true.
I mean, if you could please...
Yeah. So they, maybe I could comment in this way that when the Arab India was... the last Arab in before the Zaria massacre.
Right.
Yeah. On that Arab Inn, in fact, a lot of the, most of the countries was shocked in Zan.
Right.
And of course, the government, shocked when they sees the masses.
Mm-hmm. In the Arab Inn procession. And this was just Shias, or this was, this was everybody?
Just Shias.
Uh-huh. But it was so huge.
It was so huge that
it scared and shocked.
That at the end of the day was calculated in Zan, almost 30 million.
30 million.
Mm-hmm. People that attended. And there are lots of people who could not, attend that procession in Zan and stuff like.
Now, so this is the Arba'in
in Karbala. I mean in Nigeria.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
so just in Nigeria, in the Arba'in, you had almost 30 million
almost 30 million.
Still, and so you add this to the 30 million that go to the actual Arba'in in Karbala. That itself, right now, we're talking about 60 million people who are the lovers of Imam Hussein.
So
in Nigeria, 30 million.
Yeah, almost 30 million,
ahead,
of course.
Yeah.
So, but this, the government wouldn't accept this. They would tell you that because it was surprising.
Yeah, where did these people come from?
It got its ally and stuff like, that it would be said, it would be a caution,
of course.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you? The Islam, of course, the Syrians among the Islam, which is the Shia, are pouring out in such a manner.
They're pouring out like
this 30 million
controlled them.
The government came out and said, no, they're not up to 30 million, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, 15 million or 20, some says 20 million. We say, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because
no
even
problem.
Though, yeah.
Even 20
though,
million is
enough. Okay, yeah, 15 million, even leave it at 50 million. Because if you go to the Google, for example, you dashed in Google, question, ask, the numbers of Nigerian Shia, what was the number?
Yeah.
You will not have a precise number.
Right.
So they tells you that some say 15, some say 20, some they don't have the
actual precise numbers,
because you're staggering and stuff So, and the other thing was that is that the manner at which the Arba'in was took place.
Right.
Anywhere the members of the Islamic movement reaches, they stopped to have a rest before the next day.
Right.
It took place, from state to state.
Yes.
And so anywhere they stayed to have a rest before the next day, they used to be buying and sell and stuff like. So before the next day, the people of that community came out, because at night you see a lot of plastic and stuff like people have to buy and eat and stuff, but before morning time you comes out, you find that everywhere is neat,
everywhere is clean.
So after all, they have to come, most of the Sunnis comes to Zakzaki. They says to him that in fact we have seen Islam in you, in your call, and of course, in your people. So, to just cut things, to a short, is those prerequisites of things that I'm just mentioning to you.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah. So, is what makes the government in Zang angry. Who knows what their ally told them.
Right.
Yeah, the type of questioning that they caution them and stuff
like that. Yeah, they scared the government.
You've taken for granted. you know, such number, just Nigeria and stuff, like, what were you doing and stuff like that. And one time, a press TV, you know, press TV, have a talk with Sheikh Zakzaki when he was asking him. He says, Zakzaki was saying that, look, there are a lot of different mindsets of groups, you know, with the different ideas and stuff like that. Right. So we meet with those people, sect, we meet with them, we have a discussion. Anywhere we have a disagreement, for example, right, we have to, you know, fix a place where we could, you know, sort everything out together with them. Yeah. So he said, but what government fails to understand is that when they heard about jihad, they thought that jihad is just, you know, you coming out, you know, being crazy and, you know, fighting and stuff, like just the way you see the Daesh doing. He said, no, he said, jihad is for you to change one's mindset, his idea, from the wrong to the right. And having changed this mindset from the wrong to the right, gone or whatsoever is too small for it to change it, for you to just point a gun to someone, mm-hmm, you understand, to leave his religion.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
This is an idea. So an idea of righteousness. So this is what, you know, geared, you know, the government and of course their ally, yeah, to do what they did in the Zaria massacre. They want to end it. They don't want, you know, the development. They don't want the understanding, the enabling environment, the helping, the educations that Zakzaki was given. You know, the change of mindset from the wrongdoing to the right doing, to the righteous doing. You know, don't forget that I told you that they used to enter from hospital to hospital to help people.
To give blood.
Like when the issue of corona came, you find the Islamic movement. While Zakzaki was in the prison.
In the prison, yeah.
They help people with all this So they help people with it, with hand gloves and stuff, like, you know, in different places. So, of course, in the day of Ramadan too, you know, Zakzaki used to order for a rice. He was in the prison. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people see Islam before
Islam,
and of course after, when he was in the prison. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this, you know, mm-hmm, you know, this disturbs, you know, the government and their ally. Mm-hmm. Who knows what their mission is?
Yeah, all against their interests. Yeah.
This is right, and how are you? In fact, a lot of things. There are a lot of things that senses could not, you know, take.
Yeah.
From what government does. Okay, you kill. What do they do to you? Mm. When they talk about the Zaria massacre, this is Husseiniya.
Right. It's a place of worship.
It's a place of worship.
It's a Husseiniya.
That is known all over Nigeria.
Wow.
Place of worship. All of a sudden, the government just came, because it was a planned work that, no, it has to stop.
Right.
Because it was immediately after Arbain, you know, immediately
and the
after Arbain.
People,
yeah, because so it's a planned work that it should just be ended. So they came out immediately. There was a planned work, a gunshot, you know.
Right.
So a lot of people came out from the
Husseiniya
to see what was happening. So they came, they met, you know, soldiers. So they asked the soldier, what is happening? We are here doing it, but you disrupt us. Why? What happened?
Right.
So they did not answer them.
Right.
So they went. After some time, so they dispersed. So after some time, people just saw that a lot of distant soldiers were coming in.
Right.
Coming and you just put your, you know, arms in different places, and that is where the issue started. So after all, they went, you know, where the residence of Zakzaki is far away also, away from the Husseiniya. So they have to go there also.
They went there as well.
After that, for you to understand, after that, they have to go to the seminary, cemetery.
Right, the cemetery.
The cemetery. Yes. Who was there living? You know? So they went there, they dug the cemetery, they put a bomb and stuff like. And of course, where the Sayyid Zakzaki's mother was lying.
Buried.
You know, buried. So they went and they destroyed. What do they do?
The dead people have
what
to do.
What do the dead people do if it wasn't a planned work, meaning something?
It was planned work, yeah.
You know, meaning something, like you know, beyond.
You know, yeah, Sheikh Abdul Aziz. Yeah. I think we have to cut the program at that point.
You.
Some very beautiful
Thank
points
you very much, yeah.
From you,
Thank
on
you very
the program
much.
And. Yeah, I think that's what it is, right? Is for a power who is an arrogant power,
yeah, yeah.
or a power who is an evil power,
yeah.
a materialistic power, a taghuti power, as we say in the Quranic language.
Yeah.
For these taghuti powers, even the righteous who are dead are a threat, let alone the righteous who are alive. Thank you very much for joining us on the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. We hope to have you again.
Nice meeting you.
And dear friends, thank you again for joining the Islamic Pulse Talk Show, where we were talking about Sheikh Zakzaki, the Islamic movement of Nigeria, and the Zaria massacre. Please join us next time on the talk show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Where have you?